Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Misha Tate, and you're listening to Carson's Corner.
This is Duran, and you're listening to Carson's Corner. Make sure you stay tuned in.
This is Justin Ray Harvey, Frank Duke's student. You're listening to the best of the best shows on the web and beyond. Carson's Corner with Bob Carson.
This is Bo, the one-man army Taylor, media darling and Midwest champion of the world. You're listening to the only radio show that's hard-hitting, keeps it real, and does not pull punches. Carson's Corner.
This is the coach, Sean Tompkins, and you're listening to the best in mixed martial arts, Carson's Corner.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, g'day, this is Justin Lawrence calling from my backyard in Australia, mate. You're listening to Bob Carson, the finest investigative journalist in mixed martial arts history. Listen to his show, I love it.
Hey, this is Joey Odessa, and you're listening to me on the Bob Carson Show, the show that lets no words barred give a whole new perspective to no holds barred.
These days, it's not much fun at Bally's and Caesars in Atlantic City. The CEO is playing the corporate greed game, cutting dealers' hours, cutting retirement and health benefits, even breaking the law by refusing to bargain. Yet he paid himself $39 million last year, with plenty of perks.
Place your bet.
When Bally's and Caesars play games with casino dealers, it's not fun for anybody. And everybody loses. That's why the UAW Atlantic City Dealers Union paid for this time.
Hello, everyone around the world. Once again, this is Carson's Corner, and my name is Bob Carson. We just connected with Dan Quinn. Dan is calling us from the hospital, and I'm not sure where in California he's at, but we have a whole bunch of listener emails for him. Now, as I explained the other day, Dan doesn't have control of his phone. Dan has to use a phone within the facility. They've confiscated his phone. They've restricted his access to the Internet. So it's been very, very difficult for us to line up these interviews. He called. He was in the queue. And about a minute ago, the call dropped. So it is possible they took away his phone privileges. I don't know. This is like the third time that I've scheduled the show. And last night, he wasn't able to call in at 10. And it's just all over the place. That's him right now. Dan?
Can you call me?
Yeah, this number?
It's a different number. It's,
Hold on. Just give me one second. Okay.
2093.
Okay, I'm going to give a call right now. Goodbye. We'll be on the air. Goodbye. All right. I'm going to call Dan right now. All right. Good. At least we'll connect with Dan. We have a whole bunch of listener emails here. Very excited about this. Got a lot going on with Dan here. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Call failed. Oh, no. Oh, we need here. All right, let's see here. 2093. Let's see if this works here. There we go.
Bob Carson.
Oh, you sound great, Dan. I'm glad we're finally able to get in touch with you, man. How you doing? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen, we got a lot of listener emails here. We really, really got to get get through a lot of these if we can here. We've got a very concise question to start. We're going to get an update on what's going on with you. But before we get to the questions, give the listeners at home an update of what's been going on with you, Dan.
Well, what's been going on with me? I've been getting fucked over in these loony bins. The first step-down house that I went to, they were breaking all the rules. The first night that I was in there, I had the night watchman calling me a washed-up piece of shit. Said that he would put $1,000 up to fight me. And I'm like, really? You know, he was just a shit talker. He was actually an ex Giants baseball player that actually played on the world championship teams. And I took that as a contract for down the road, you know, saying he's going to fight me, put up $1,000. I had $1,000 in my pocket. And then, I got transferred from their house because I was causing, they called the cops on me. I called the cops on them for stealing my weed and flushing it down the toilet. Can you believe that? I had weed in my room and I was supposed to go in my room. And she went in my room, stole my weed and stole my pipe that my son gave me. And she confiscated. Do you hear what I said? Confiscate. You ever heard of that?
No.
No. It's confiscated, but she didn't even know how to fucking spell the term. Yeah, I'm dealing with mental midgets. You know, when people hear that Einstein had an IQ of 165 and he was pretty smart, what do they think of a guy with a 154 IQ before boxing? You know, I see people, I see what they do, I see what's wrong, and I either let it slide because it's not worth it, or I fucking pounce. And in this case, in this instance, I baited a trap, set it, and she fucking got hook, line, and sinker.
Dan, where are you now? What happened to your phone? When are you getting out?
I'm supposed to be out tonight, but my conservator, who has every other Monday off, didn't plan like she should have. All I have to do is have my conservative say, yeah, it's okay for him to go to the house and they'll drop me off. But because my conservator isn't working today, I have to wait till tomorrow. I'm in Stockton, California. What's up, Nick and Nate Diaz and Studs?
Yeah.
Smoking weed. One time I like to smoke a bowl and talk about how we can take over the world. But the place I'm in is really cool. The people are really cool. The food is excellent, except you can't smoke and you can't have your own cell phone.
Right, okay. And you don't have any, so that's why I said before you came on, you don't have any internet access. What is your plan when you get out? Do you have a place to stay? Do you have a vehicle?
Yeah, well, I don't have a vehicle, not right away, but I have a place to stay. And listen to this. You heard of the bully dog, right? The bullies, the new breed of bull or a pit bull?
Yep.
Okay. I have a chance to get a $5,000 to $10,000 dog for $1,000. Can you believe it? $1,000 puppy. And my mom is balking. I told her, I said, Mom, buy this for my birthday present and my Christmas present, and I won't sue you for spaying Kalani and then giving her away. And my mom was like, and hangs up on me. And I'm like, are you stupid, cunt? It doesn't make sense. You spend $1,000 on two presents for me, and I won't take you to court and embarrass you. But it looks like I'm going to have to spank my mom publicly for fucking with Kalani. I mean, she was my best friend's dog, and my mom took her away. Permanently from
alive?
Me. Yeah, she's in a rescue, some rescue place for highfalutin dogs like her.
Oh, wow. Listen, all right, so that's good. I'm glad that you have a place to stay. I'm glad that you're turning the corner here and everything. We got a whole bunch of listener emails here, Dan, and some of them are very concise and very heartfelt. The first one asks, Dan, how do I become confident from not confident enough to provide a name? I found this email quite sad, and I feel sympathy for the person who wrote it. Let's talk step by step about how to become confident, if that's possible. Where does this start, Dan?
Confidence comes from within. And confidence in what? In speaking to somebody? In eating pussy? You know, I mean, what are we talking about? Can we define the parameters?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he didn't really specify, but I guess it could be considered like a state of mind that could easily be adopted. You know.
He was an adopted kid?
No. I'm saying like a process of state of mind. You know, confidence develops in the mind and whatnot.
Well, it doesn't happen overnight for anybody. It takes a period of time. It took me the longest time to figure out that I wasn't ugly. You know, I was at this new crazy place that I'm at because the old place, Bob, they called the cops on me. I didn't do anything. They have cameras all throughout the house. They were lying. And then I called the cops on them to report them stealing my weed. And it just went back and forth. But what was I going to say? Oh, I met a woman in the facility that I'm in now, and I overheard her talking to her friend. Oh, wow, I should introduce my sister. I mean, he's so good looking. And I thought, And so I mentioned her. I said, did I overhear you saying that because I'm so good looking that you should introduce me to your sister? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, cha-ching, you know. You know, I am handsome, but I didn't know it for the longest time, so I'm kind with it. I'm not a dick. It's a newfound power that I have, in a way. And, go ahead.
I mean, would you say, like, you know, staying on the confidence question, would you say you had an unfair advantage being, you know, an athlete you know, just a human killing machine there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was confident. I was inconfident around women and certain social circles, you know. But for physicality and being able to beat people up, I've been confident in that my whole life.
What do you think about the high importance society places on appearance? Because, you know, in my case, I feel that people treat me better now, that I'm very muscular and in much better shape. I think some people actually truly fear me, you know. But what do you think? Do you think it's all mainly about looks, or is that immaterial in our society?
It should be immaterial, but it goes back to base instincts, you know. Women want to breed with the best male specimen they can at their very core. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to species survival, you know. And I think that, in all honesty, not trying to sound like Hitler too much, that some people shouldn't breed, and what they should do is take the sperm and egg from superior genetic people, create a baby, and then she can birth it like her own, and it can upgrade society instead of having all these. I mean, how many people have you seen that wouldn't make it in Darwin's world?
I don't know.
Tons every day, right?
Yeah.
People that shouldn't have been born, you know? You know, sorry for all the people out there that have mentally retarded relatives and kids, but they should do amniocentesis to prevent that. There's too many people starving to death for there to be mongoloids running around eating out the storm, and when there's not enough food, and when I say there's not enough food, there really isn't enough food. It's just that it's not distributed well enough and it costs money. But I don't think we should have to subject mongoloids or retarded to a life of a half life. You feel me?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, you know, look, America is a melting pot. You've got certain ethnicities or races that are not breeding, and their population's not growing, and then you've got other races that are growing and whatnot. You know, I think that, you know, it's a very, very complicated question. But I want to move on. I want to, we have an email from Morgan Turner. This guy asked a question the last time. He's from Camden, New Jersey. Dear Dan Quinn, I saw your videos on YouTube. I like them a lot. Do you have a wart on the right side of your face now, just below your eye? Have you tried to administer stevia directly to it, whatever it is? What say you, Dan?
On the right side, I have a, like a beauty mark. The kind that, who's Richard Gere's X-Flame? Richard Gere's X-Flame. The Cindy Crawford has one on her lip. I have a beauty mark right to the side of the bridge of my nose. You know, have I thought about removing it? Yeah. Is it too much? Yeah. When there's people starving and dying, I can think of other things to do with my time and my energy, trying to get stevia famous so Puri Suog is famous and makes me the richest man on the planet. And I just want to do a little add in here, Bob. I just clocked a 4740.
Yeah. That is amazing.
I clocked a 4.7240, Bob. It was my first. It was my first run, just like 9 years ago at Sac State when I did a 4.73 or something like that. But it was a warm up. I wasn't pushing it, and I thought, fuck, if I'm doing this good, this quick, there's no use in ramping it up and tearing a muscle. But I'm gonna come back swinging. I'm gonna come back a holy terror. There's not a 205 pounder on the face of this earth that can stand with me punching.
Dan, can stevia be applied in topical form for facial growths or skin complaints?
Hold on, Bob. Say that again.
Can stevia be applied in topical form for facial growths and skin complaints?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't see why it couldn't. I haven't investigated that angle on stevia, but I do know that you can put milk in stevia and leave it out a couple of days and drink it, and it's not bad.
Wow.
So stevia is like a preservative in a way, but
what
only healthy.
STDs.
Still there?
Stevia. Yeah. Could stevia have an effect on STDs?
Well, I have a text, Bob, from a young gentleman. I believe his name is Derek Williams from Dallas, Texas, that says stevia cured my COVID.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. Oh, wow. And I called him, and he didn't sound like he was fucking me off. He was respectful. And stevia is huge. That's why the FDA kept it back. It raises your pH level. And with a high pH level, it's hard for bacteria and viruses to take hold and grow. So I'm saying stevia is the cure for the human body, and it looks like it's panning out to be exactly just that, the cure.
We got another one from Craig Atkinson. Dan, you're well thought out, guys, so I know you have thoughts on this already. What is the best ass-whipping procedure after one of those stevia shits that really burn the ass? The first round of heavy stevia usage I went through was rough. I literally sat my burning, I'm not going to repeat what he said, into a bowl of ice cream to relieve the pain. I thought to myself that there has to be a better way.
The best way to wipe your ass?
Well, the best way to deal with the burning ass from stevia usage
is to wipe quickly with paper and then use a sponge and rinse it off with the sponge and get all the acid off.
Do you believe this guy really put his ass in ice cream to cool it down? I find that a little far-fetched.
Well, you know what? It does burn, man. It does. I'm experiencing it now because they stopped my stevia, and I'm on prune juice, and my ass has been lit on fire.
Mm. All right, we got one from Trevor Jones, Phoenix, Arizona. Dan, since going on stevia, my head is clearer than ever, and my thinking is better than ever. I haven't heard you mention this benefit, but I want to make sure people know about it. I no longer have brain fog, and my thinking is extremely quick, and sometimes it's even rushed with one thought right on top of the other. Do you have a comment on this?
Can you say it one more time? There's too much noise.
Okay, I'll start from the beginning. Dan, since going on stevia, my head is clearer than ever, and my thinking is better than ever. I haven't heard you mention this benefit, but I want to make sure people know about it. I no longer have brain fog, and my thinking is extremely quick and sometimes even rushed with one thought right on top of another. Do you have any comment on this? Is this true, Dan?
Yeah. Stevia clears your body out. It cleans your system out. It would clean the neurons. Your thinking does get crisper. You have deeper thoughts, especially if you smoke weed. The combination of stevia and weed is absolutely euphoric. You can get deep thoughts, almost like you're in tune with Mother Nature, who is truly God, and you can still converse and remember, which you can't do with normal dreams. You have them, they're great. You know they're great, but you can't remember what they are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on stevia and weed, you can remember, and it expands your mind like nothing else.
All right, we've got another one from one of our listeners that needs your advice, Dan. Dan, guys online are telling me you can stretch your dick. Do you know if this works? I know you probably don't need to stretch your own dick, but you seem like you have a good general knowledge, and I know there's a chance it might include in this topic. If you stretch your dick, does it actually get bigger, or does it become just weird and gross and stretched out like when a T-shirt gets stretched? It doesn't just get one size bigger.
I tried to stretch my dick with a Swedish pump like Austin Powers had and was spun out, was on the computer looking at pussy and left it on too long, and it pulled a layer of my skin up that bubbled and turned into a little scab, and I'll forever piss not 100%, what are they called, the arc is kind of fragmented.
Okay.
And I would tell them to stay away from trying to make your penis bigger. Play the violin. She'll be so pride, so pleased, and so satisfied that it won't matter how big your dick is. It could be 2 inches. Get in, get out. You know, give her 100 orgasms, and who gives a fuck?
Dan, whatever happened to Reverend Paul, the guy who drove a limo? People on YouTube were saying that he's a registered sex offender. Is he? Also, how did you meet him? Not that it matters in the least, but is he gay? Have you heard from him lately? That's Terry Fricks.
I met Reverend Paul in between Faces and a straight club when Riley Prysock and I were down there. Riley was videotaping me dancing with lesbians. Yeah, I was there to call lesbians out to an oral competition, but it never really panned out. And I doubt that Reverend Paul is a sex offender. That's one of the easiest things to accuse somebody of, and is slimy. If he was, I would turn my back on him. I don't know where he's at. I'm sure he's still around. But that's disturbingly, disgustingly low blow.
Yeah, I agree. Terry Fricks, show some respect. We literally get hundreds of questions for Dan, sometimes sorting through them to try and make sense of what it says takes literally hours. So, maybe slipped through there. All right, Dan, we got another one. This comes from Special Agent Kraft McCackle. Dan, your recent appearance on the show blew my mind multiple times, but none more so than when you mentioned capturing 3 aliens when you were a child. Lots of people might think that's a crazy claim to make, but I believe 100%, I bet a lot of the other listeners do too. Can you give us the details on this event? Please, Dan, give us the details. What was it, like E.T. or the movie Alien? Were they friendly? Did they try to reproduce with you? Dan, you there? Oh, the call dropped. Let me try to call him again. All right, let's take a brief time out. As you can hear, that nobody's answering the phone. That's weird. This place is very weird. We'll take a brief time out. We'll come back here on Carson's Corner. All right, let's see if we can get in touch with Dan now again. All right. It's possible that they confiscated it or he lost his phone privilege. It's very, very possible. I'm going to try to play a song here. Maybe he'll call back. If he doesn't call back in like another 5-10 minutes, and that's going to be it. I'm glad that we got an update from him. At least we know exactly what's going on, and you do as well. And so hopefully we can get through some of these emails with him. But it's already 10:30 on the East Coast here, so I'm not going to wait forever. So, all right, here's a song, and we'll be right back.
Because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got some choke up info. Kiss on the clothes of Miss Owens, I can't reform. No God like Hogan's Pocus, so don't sit back, kick back, and watch the world get worse. Whack you that in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relate. Hey, hey.
So don't you make
follow the next, see you tomorrow, but if the officer, you might as well.
over here. What did you guys think of UFC 261, huh? That was very exciting. All right, listen, I'm going to try to get in touch with Dan again here. Try to give him a call, see if we can reconnect with him. If not, I think that's going to be it, folks. I think it's going to be a wrap here. All right, yeah. They must have taken away his privileges for the night. Although it's only 7:30 there. Dan will probably call me like in an hour and a half, 2 hours when I'm sleeping. And there's nothing I could do. So maybe we'll try to have him on. I don't know. It's hard because he doesn't have access to a phone. And so it's, you know, hopefully when he gets out, he'll be able to get back his cell phone and we'll be able to reconnect. All right, that's it. We're going to wrap it up here. If you want to friend me on Facebook, just type in facebook.com/BobCarsonMMA, twitter.com/BobCarsonMMA, and follow me on Instagram, instagram.com, same handle, /BobCarsonMMA. Thanks, Dan, for coming on, and thanks to you, listeners out there, for giving us so many nice and very interesting listener emails. Keep them coming. CarsonsCorner@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and until next time, show some respect.